don't disturb you then. You can,
no.
You can smoke a cigarette and do that at the same time.
I don't like people from folks.
That was one thing I never did ever take up, I guess.
But after I got by myself and had so much worry and sickness and kin folks and husbands and lost two sisters in 5 months' time.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. That's terrible.
Had a brother stay here with me 14 years and it hardened another artery.
Oh.
I worried him.
Yeah.
Until he passed, and then
in
69, two sisters died. One died in June, the other died in October.
Mm-hmm.
The youngest and the oldest.
Oh, how many were there all together?
Just three of us.
Yeah.
Four of us living, but there's eight children of us all.
Mm-hmm.
But three sisters and this one brother was living.
Mm-hmm.
He died in 63, and the two oldest sisters and two sisters died in 69.
Mm-hmm.
There was left nobody but me, only some nieces and things.
Mm-hmm.
I get to spanking sometime and try to get somebody to do something for you to charge you so much.
Oh, I know.
Oh, you got money. I'm not working. I haven't worked now in 9, 10 years. How could I have? You know, they ain't going to pay you too much down.
No. Yeah, that's right. Well, even then, when you were working, you probably didn't make very much money.
No, I didn't make $15 a week and pay all my bills.
$15 a week?
Mm-hmm. When I was working.
You mean you worked in somebody's house all week and got
$15? That's all in the pain. Now, I think I quit in 64, quit working. I get $15 a week.
My gosh. Hmm.
They just now started paying some here in Helena for work. Ain't too much on it.
Mm-hmm.
Now they don't want to pay that $2 something an hour. No,
the minimum wage, yeah.
No.
But they have to. They're going to have to now.
Mm-hmm.
They finally.
Finally, this year, supplemental, they just started giving me a little of that.
Mm-hmm.
And just through an accident, I ran into the man out here when he put in for the flash flood.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me, how old was I?
Mm-hmm.
I told him. He said, do you get any help? I said, I guess my security check. I said, you know, that ain't very much.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you don't get no other check for that? He said, have you got your social security card? I showed it to him. I said, yes. And he looked at it. He called the girl, so people carried them too, the security people and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Take this woman down there to the security office. I guess he telephoned ahead of her.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted to know, did I do any business things? What kind of business could I do with the bank? Oh, you got any income? I said, I ain't got no income, but the little social security, so, you know, $90-some ain't going to take care of me and to do any business. And so she says, have you got your tax receipt? I said, I've got them, but I don't carry them around with me in my pocket. She says, take this envelope and mail your tax receipt to me, and I'll mail it back to you. My niece was in the country. She was trailing me because she don't like me to go too far because I get nervous and fall.
Mm-hmm.
So she followed me on out here, and I gave it to her. She carried on down there. And she took the number off of it and my niece brought the tax receipt back.
Mm-hmm.
And that is in July, in June, the last June. And on the first day of July, I was sitting here looking out the when the mailman drove it and stuck something in.
Mm-hmm.
And I went out there. I said, I know the security check won't be until the 3rd.